All right, so we tried to have a conversation a little bit earlier with Dr. Shahida Omar from the Teddy Bear Clinic, and she'd got to know over the years quite a unique side of Xolani Gwala and his wife Peggy Sue, because they've been involved in this work outside of their public profiles. And Dr. Omar, thank you for hanging in there despite our troubles with the line, because we thought it was very important for you to share the aspect of Xolani Gwala that you got to know in the last few years.
Indeed, a very sad day, Joanne, a very, very sad day. A legendary person that was lost, may his soul rest in peace. But the other side of Xolani that I would like people to actually see, firstly, that he ran the London Marathon, raising money and awareness of the Teddy Bear Foundation, and having interviews on the 7:02 morning show. But something that really struck me about Xolani was that he said this event, that he had run other marathons, but this event was very special for him. It was a very special thing because it was in lieu of raising awareness by running and raising much needed funds for a charity that was very close to his heart, but it was children that were close to his heart, and that he had this natural love for children and wanted to reach out for children in need. He was a towering giant that knelt, that was always kneeling down to reach out. And what he spoke about was about promoting healing. And his one vision was to see children not being hurt or harmed any more. And he spoke about opportunity. He said that all too often, all we need is opportunity, much like the opportunity that had been afforded to him to run this marathon. So that speaks about a legend and somebody that who really cared and went beyond the call of duty. He did this because he was just a passionate soul that cared far too much.
Oh, Dr. Omar, that's a beautiful tribute, and thank you so much for revealing that side of Xolani Gwala to us, running the London Marathon there with the Teddy Bear Foundation in mind, and thinking of all the children coming from such disadvantage that they are abused or have experienced something harrowing during the course of their young lives. But that also gives you some sense of just what a soft heart he had, and that is why I tell that story again and again of that news bulletin we were doing the one evening when I was about to read the business show, and he was wrapping up the news bulletin, and he was reading the story about a child with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It was in the US, and the school bus had been hijacked, and all the other children managed to get off, and this one child with Down syndrome didn't understand the instructions of the hijackers, and so he was shot during the course of that hijacking. And Gwala was quite devastated in that moment. He almost could not continue reading after that. He was a strong man with a very soft heart, and children definitely had a place in that big heart of his.